didn't get to hear it, get the tape. I think that's going to be one. I'm going to put that in one of my messages when I go on the road preaching different churches. That needs to be preached around America, you know. And thank God for marriage. It's God ordained. Notice in Genesis 2:23 and 24, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones." Catch this, because I'm going to refer to it in just another minute. Adam said, I'm in Genesis 2:23. "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave." We're working on that word cleave. We're doing a word study on that word cleave. He'll shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word cleave. And Father, the word study and the truth that you've given to me in the study of it. And Father, the first study was about how a man is supposed to cleave unto his wife. And I pray, dear Father, tonight, as we look into this, we can look also on the importance of not just cleaving to our spouses, but to cleave to our husband, Christ Jesus. We're the bride, and he's the husband. And Father, I just pray that we would cleave unto the Lord. Help us, Father, to grab hold of what the Scriptures is trying to teach us. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Last Sunday morning, I brought a message, cleave unto her. And we just worked on this word cleave. I told you how this word cleave just stuck out and came unto me. And I looked this word cleave up and it meant to hold on to stick to unite to. Cleave means to get a firm hold on and don't release. And then I kept preaching about the sanctity of marriage, how God meant for a man to be with a woman and a woman to be with a man, and how they're supposed to unite forever. I taught you how I believe how Eve was brought unto Adam, and I told you how I believe with all my heart God brings, he has appointed people for us to marry, and if we'll wait on God, he'll bring the right people for us. And some people are not supposed to get married. I brought that out. Some people are just supposed to be single. There's nothing wrong with being single. Matter of fact, I showed you in Corinthians 7 how Paul said if you're single, you can actually serve the Lord better because you can concentrate more on God than when you're married. You got to concentrate on your husband, your wife, your kids, other friends. When you're single, you can really just cleave to the Lord and concentrate on things for Him. So don't knock a person that's not married. But he said they're both good. Either in marriage or not marriage, they're both good. And of course, I taught you how it's a good that he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Proverbs 18:22. And so we preached all about marriage and the importance of marriage and the sanctity of marriage. And we preached about how people I told you how we shouldn't be divorced, and people are getting they're making up these agreements to be divorced before they get married, these prenuptial agreements. Well, how can marriages last when you're already saying I don't before you do I do? Amen. And so we preached on that, and then I ended with these two scriptures, and and I gave an illustration, and it was from Psalms. Psalms 102. I said this: God's word teaches us who are married to cleave unto one another, to unite together, to stick to one another. And I said, do you want to know how close cleave is? I read this. My bones, Psalms 102, verse 5. My bones cleave to my skin. Psalms 102, verse 5. My bones cleave to my skin. Lamentations 4:8. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. Rod, can you and Debbie come? Can you and Debbie, I can use an illustration. And now I've got, remember, did you get this? Rod, you'll be the bone. Debbie, you'll be the skin, okay? Rod's the bones. Carry the skin. My bones cleave to my skin. Would you cleave to the skin? And the Lamentations 4, hold on, bones. And skin cleave it to their bones. that amazing? Adam said in Genesis 2:23, she is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Stay that way, bone. God said we're supposed to cleave. Did you notice something? When we cleave like this, Christy, we don't allow anything to come in between us. You see, when you get married, God doesn't want anything to come in between you and your marriage. You and your spouse, you're to cleave to one another. Thank you. Very good. And so, we're talking about cleaving now. How many are with me? How many are still with me? And we're cleave unto one another. You're already like this service, don't you, like Rowdy? Say, preacher, why'd you have to quit so soon? You know, that's when he went on forever. Anyways, we're to cleave to one another. And God says, did you get the picture? He says, we're to cleave like the bones cleave to our skin. And like the skin cleaves to our bones. That's a great illustration. In other words, don't let loose. Too many times we don't cleave. We leave. Amen? Now, I shared with you that this is how your marriage should be, cleaving to one another. And now let's look at the spiritual aspect of marriage. Christians, Eve was a type of the church. The Bible says we're the bride of Christ. If you're saved here today, you're in the church, you're the bride of Christ. Romans 7:4 says we're married to another, even to him that raised from the dead. I know that you're married right now, some of you, but you're also married to Christ if you're saved. Amen? Come on, amen? And I want to talk to you about the bride of Christ and the relationship. Look up here, what I'm going to try to show you tonight before we go home. There's a correlation. There's a correlation of this cleaving in marriage like there should be for cleaving in the marriage with Christ. See, we're married to one another and we're also married to Christ. Are you still with me? And this cleaving that we have for the marriage is also the cleaving that God wants for our marriage with Him. In other words, He don't want us to let loose of Him. He wants us to cling to Him. Now, your eternal security is so forever. You know, it don't matter what you do, you're sealed until the day of redemption. But I'm talking about your daily walk with God. How many of you understand with me what I'm saying to you? I want you to turn with me real quickly. Look at John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 28. Look what John the Baptist said in John 3:28 and 29. Ye yourselves bear witness, I'm in John 3:28, that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He that hath the bride, if you're saved, you're in the bride. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth here, heareth, and rejoiced greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. Here he is talking about the bride. If you're saved, you're in the bride today. How many are glad you're in the bride? Notice 2 Corinthians 11:2. 11:2, 2 Corinthians 11:2. Paul says in verse 1, 2 Corinthians 11:1, be you followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brother, that you remember in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered unto you. How did I get that wrong? First mistake I've made all day. Let's try 1 Corinthians 11. Was it? What is it, Sean? Tell me. Oh, I'm in 1 Corinthians. Yeah, try 2 Corinthians. I said 2 Corinthians, but I turned to 1 Corinthians. I'm having a tough one, I'm telling you. This brain's not working good. Now notice, would to God, I'm in 2 Corinthians 11 where I said to be. Would to God you could bear with me a little in my folly, and indeed bear with me. For I am jealous over you with godly jealous, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may be present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. Listen, we're espoused to Christ. We're given to Christ. He's the bride. He's the husband. And we need to cleave unto Him like the husband cleaves unto the bride and the bride cleaves unto the husband. We're to cleave unto Him. How many get that? Look at one more scripture, Ephesians chapter 5. Look at Ephesians 5. Look at verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He may sanctify it and cleanse it with washing water by the Word. Yeah, that Word of God, it always cleans you up. That He might present Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or such thing, that it should be holy, without blemish. So it meant to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man yet hates his own flesh, but nourish and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of His body, His flesh, His bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. How many see that? This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular still love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. I'm going to tell you, you've got the husband, the wife, and the church, and Christ. You know why? Because it's a marriage. The husband and wife are married, and the church, the bride, and Christ are married. How many see that? And God's saying, listen, there's a relationship. There's a there's a spiritual correlation. There's a picture. You and Deborah's marriage is a picture also of a marriage that God's got with us in heaven. Look at Revelation 19. Look at Revelation 19. Just a little, probably in about 50 days or so, Diane and Dale's going to get married. What's that? 52 days. She's counting them, Dale. You better show up. That's all I got to say. Or you will get a Monopoly card. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Clink. The reason I'm showing, when once they get married, afterwards they're going to have a reception in the Becca building. There's a marriage, and then there's a wedding reception. Okay, God's got a marriage. We're going to be married to Him, and then He's going to have a marriage supper of the Lamb in heaven. Look at Revelation 19:7. Let's be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him for the marriage. Hello, are you with me? We're married to Christ. If you're saved, you're married to Christ. We're the bride of Christ. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and His wife, that's the born again, that's the church here that God gave for His life. Amen. Are you with me? How many are with me? Hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. We get that by taking Christ as our Savior. Amen. And He said to me, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Verse 9. There's a marriage supper. After Diane gets married, there's going to be a marriage supper. And then there's going to, by the way, after that, there's going to be a honeymoon. We're having a honeymoon too. And then that's Revelation 19. In Revelation chapter 20, we're going to be on this earth with Jesus for 1,000 years. That's our honeymoon. The kingdom age. And then He's going to make a new heaven, new earth. Then we're going to spend eternity together with Him. Amen? And so, there's some real truth here. Listen, there's a tremendous correlation between the marriage of a man and woman and the marriage of the church, the bride of Christ, to Jesus. Just like we are to cleave unto our spouse, we are to cleave unto the Lord. Look at Deuteronomy. Go back to the Old Testament with me. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 13. Deuteronomy chapter 13. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. First five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch. And Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. 13:4. You shall walk after the Lord your God. and fear him and keep his commandments, kind of like the marriage, and obey. Do you promise to trust and obey? Are you with me? How many are you with me? Walk after the Lord your God, fear him, keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him. And we're working on this word cleave. Yep, I'm working on that word. Cleave unto him. You want to learn something? Just do word studies. I love doing word studies, Sean. You can learn a lot by just doing a word study. I would have never picked up those two scriptures and that truth if I wouldn't have did this word study on cleave. Notice what it says. What are we supposed to do? What is Rod supposed to do to Debbie? Cleave unto her. What are we supposed to do to a Savior? Cleave unto him. How many see that? You see that picture I gave you? I'm giving you a physical picture that you can see what I want you to do down here with your bride. But I want you to do the same thing with me. I want you to cleave unto me. Notice Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. I didn't run all the scriptures. I just gave you a few here. Deuteronomy 30, verse 20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave. Cleave unto him, for he is thy life. I've often told Rod, if we lose our wives, we're done. Don't you ever lose your wife, Sean. Don't you ever lose her. You'll be lost without her. Hello? For he is thy life and length of days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thee, thy fathers. I'm going to tell you right now, God's said, cleave unto him. Look at one more scripture. Joshua chapter 2, verse 25. Just keep turning up. Joshua chapter 22, verse 5. Just turn up another book. Joshua chapter 22, verse 5. But take diligent heed to do the commandment of the law, which Moses, thy servant the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God. Are you supposed to love your husband? Yes. Supposed to love your wife? Yes. And to walk in all his ways, to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. That's how our marriage is supposed to be. That's how our marriage is supposed to be, Ruthie. Our marriage is supposed to be a same picture of our marriage with him. Just like I'm supposed to love my bride, and walk and cleave unto her, I'm also supposed to love him and cleave unto him. Are you with me? We are to cleave unto him just like we cleave to our spouses. Now notice, if a man lets go of his wife, he's a man of sorrow and regret. If a man lets go of the Lord and doesn't cleave to the Lord, he's a man of sorrow and regret. How many people in our ministry, we have looked, boy, I've wasted my life. I left the Lord when I was young. I'm saved, but I left him. I regret. How many ever heard, there's a song, Ms. Ruth, wasted years, oh how foolish. Turn around, God's calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years. He wasted because he didn't cleave. If we don't cleave unto the Lord, if we don't cleave unto the Lord, then we're going to waste our life. How many wasted lives because they didn't cleave unto the Lord? How many wasted marriages because they didn't cleave to each other? How many are getting it? We should cleave unto the Lord. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to his teachings. Hold on to obey his commandments. We should be thoughtful for his feelings, just like we're thoughtful for our spouse's feelings. We should be faithful to him as we are faithful to our spouse. We should tell him we love him as we tell her, I love you, honey. We should tell him, I love you, Lord. He likes to hear it too. Are you married to him? Hello? How many like being told that I love you? Yeah, I think the Lord likes, I think he gets a kick out when we tell him we love him. Are you with me? Well, doesn't he know it? Yeah, he knows it, but he likes me here. Told it. You that are married, when that spouse tells you they love you, doesn't it make you feel, I know she does, but it makes me feel better. Hello? Can you imagine the day after Dale and Diane's married and Dale says, when the googly's, I love you, Diane. She's going to go, oh, I love you too, poopsie whoopsie. A little heart just a fluttering. Now let me tell you something. I think God likes us to say, I love you, Lord. And he looks down and says, I love you too, Sean. Amen? How often do we tell him we love him? Or we tell him all our problems and we tell him all the things we want. We tell him we complain enough. I need to really tell him I love him because I complain enough. I'm one of the number one gripers. If I was God, I'd have killed me by now. I'm glad he's a patient God. I ain't kidding you. I would have killed me. I know me. I would have killed me. I was ready to kill that baseball coach last night on the New York Yankees. And my head was hurting. I even hurt a lot more after I got done yelling at him. Took that guy, the best pitcher on his team, he took it out. Can you imagine taking the best pitcher out of your whole team? Oh, I'll tell you. And they pay him millions of dollars to coach. All I need is $1 million to build a building. And these morons, I could just give me 4 months. Give me 1 month. I'll take half of it. How did they get there? I don't know. Notice, I got to get back here. I wanted to cleave unto Joe Torre last night. I really wanted to cleave to him. I got right in front of that TV. I said, if I could just put my hands around your neck and cleave to you, I'll let loose before you drop. Oh. I should never watch sports, Ruthie. It makes me sicker than what I am. Amen. That's probably why my elbows hurt me so bad today. The sharp pain. I'm losing my thought here, Rod. Okay, we need to be... We need to show that we love him. And listen, better yet, we should show him with our actions. It's good to say, Lord, I love you. But you know what he likes to see? Our actions. Actions speak louder than words. Hello? I had bad actions last night. Hello? We need to have good actions. Actions that the Lord would be pleased with. Come here with me. I wonder how many times we do things that God looks down and says, oh my, that's my kid too. Hello? They wrote a song about me. He's still working on me. He's still working on me. I don't think he's ever, I think he's going to work right to the rapture and say, man, come here. I'm going to finally make it with you, buddy. What a case. Amen. Let me give you a couple of scriptures and we'll go home. I hope you're getting this. I've had some fun with you. But I want you to leave with the thought of cleaving. I want you to cleave, just like you cleave to your spouse. I want you Christians to cleave to the Lord. I preached Sunday morning, cleave unto her. Tonight I'm preaching, cleave unto him. That same cleave unto her is the same truth and illustrated in the Bible, the cleave unto him. And let's close with these two scriptures. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. You know I'd get Romans in there, didn't you? Romans chapter 12, verse 9. And then I'm going to have a book of Acts and I'll close. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Acts, Romans. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave. We're working on that word cleave today. Cling to, hold to, unite to. Cleave to that which is good. That's how we show God that we really love him. we cleave to that things which are good. How many of you ever heard this guy say, that man's a good, wholesome man. He's an upright man. Because they cleave to that which is good. You know, we ought to strive in our life to cleave that to what's good. You want to, how many want to show God you love him? One way you show God how you cleave unto that which is good. You do which is, you do right. You do the right things that you know that God's pleased with. Cleave unto that. Abhor, in other words, hate. Deny that which is evil. Don't let it come in your life. Cleave that which is good. Choose good over evil. Say, God, I want to do your will. I want to cleave to the things that pleases you. Just like you want to cleave to things that pleases your bride, you want to cleave to things that would please him. Same application, same cleaving. Are you with me? One last scripture, and Paul uses it in the book of Acts. Paul's the right, not Paul, Barnabas. Look at Acts chapter 11. Acts chapter 11. Look at verse 23. What a tremendous scripture. Acts chapter 11. And verse 23. Who, when he came, talking about Barnabas. If you read the scriptures earlier, around verse 22, you'll see Barnabas came from Jerusalem. Notice Barnabas says, who when he came, Acts 11, 22. How many's with me? 23. Acts 11, 23. When he came, he had seen the grace of God and was glad and exhorted them all the Christians, that with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord. How many see that? If you'll study this, he had a great report how they were, how many were turned to Christ. You'll see in verse 21, many were turned to Christ and things like that. He came with a great report to them, and he exhorted them, keep on going, and in your walk with God, cleave unto him. Because if we don't cleave unto him, here's what happens. We get away. You won't have that good report unless you cleave. Can I tell you something? The Christian walk's not always easy. The Christian walk is kind of hard. Now that's surprising, isn't it? You've got to really dedicate yourself to have a Christian walk. And you've got to determine, I'm going to cleave. I'm going to cleave unto him. Notice what Paul says. And that they would cleave unto the Lord. Notice what he said, how to do it too. The purpose of their, that with the purpose of heart. You got to get in your heart. Did you see the truth I'm trying to give you? You got to get it down your heart. You got a purpose. I'm going to cleave to him. It just doesn't happen by accident. You got to say, I want to cleave. I'm going to cleave. I'm going to do it. And then do it. And purpose to do it. For instance, as I close my statements, are you cleaving unto the Lord today? Are you cleaving unto his promises? You know, a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, Karen, I get so disheartened in this world. This world's so wicked, and I'm a street kid. And it's, Rosie says, man, you're a street kid. But it just tears me up. It actually rips my heart out to see all the stuff that's happening in this world. Man, I'm always terrified. I just, man, Jesus, come back. If he don't come back and we go off the scene, what do our kids have to look forward to? Oh, my lands. Grandma Sue, I don't know what our babies are going to have to face. Because it's just going to get more wicked and wickeder and wickeder. You got grandchildren now. What is your grandchildren facing? Oh, if the Lord doesn't come back in 20 years. I think he's going to come back in just a few years. He could come back while I'm preaching right now. I wish he would. So do some of you. Well, I wish that guy'd shut up. But seriously, are you cleaving to his promise? They'll give you hope for tomorrow, even on a cloudy day. Are you cleaving unto his Bible? Do you want to cleave to this Bible? You ought to. Do you read it? Not many people read it anymore. I wish you'd cleave to it every day. Purpose in your heart to read it every day. Even if you just read a chapter a day, chapter or two a day, but read some of it today. Years ago, when I was a young kid, just a young kid, I said I purposed in my heart that I wouldn't let the sun rise and set, that my eyes would always see the Word of God. You ought to do that. You ought to purpose in your heart that no matter what, your eyes will read some of the Word of God every day. Amen? Are you cleaving to the Bible? Are you cleaving unto His will for your life? Do you know what His will is? Are you cleaving to it? Are you cleaving to Him? Is He cleaving to you? Yes, He is. Are you cleaving to your spouse? And then I got lost person. I know it's a Wednesday night. And I look out, there's all saved people here tonight. But lost person, if you're hearing me by the way of the internet, you know what lost people are cleaving to? They're cleaving to hell. You that are hearing me on the way of this internet, if you're never trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're not the bride of Christ. You're a child of Satan. And you will die and go to hell. You're cleaving to hell's fire forever and ever. And you're cleaving to a perishing world. You know, a lot of people won't go to Christ because they want to love the world. The Bible says, love not the world, nor the things in the world. The love of the world's in you, the love of the Father's not. 1 John 2:15-16. But if you're cleaving to the world, you're not cleaving to Christ. And I'm going to tell you, the world's going to perish. And those without Christ as their Savior, they're going to perish. So let me say to you, Christian, cleave unto the Lord. Lost person, cleave to the salvation of the Lord. Because that's what you need. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we had in the Scripture. I pray, dear God, that you'd help us as we study. Lord, help us to have a heart. Lord, as they said in the book of Acts, purpose in our heart. Purpose in our heart that will cleave unto Him. Help us to cleave unto You. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, before we go home tonight, how many say, preacher, I've not been cleaving to the Lord, but I'm going to cleave to Him tonight. God spoke to me. I'm going to start cleaving. I wasn't doing like I should. Pray for me. Who'd say that tonight? Pray for me. Any tonight say, preacher, just pray that I would cleave to the Lord. I need to pray, cleave to the Lord. Is there anyone here today that's never been saved, never trusted Christ as their Savior? And you're clinging to the world and clinging to the depths of hell. Oh, I would to God tonight you'd let loose of the world and the depths of hell, and that you would turn to the Son of God who loves you, that died for you, shed His blood on Calvary's cross for you, rose that third day just for you, gave His life so you could have eternal life. You could turn to Him right now and say, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. I entrusted you as my Savior right now. Be my Savior. Oh, to God, if you've never done that, please do it today. Do it right now. Don't stop. Do it right now. Right where you're at. Right where you're at. Do it right now. Ask Christ to save you. And if you do, why don't you send us an email and let us know you did it. Heavenly Father, I pray with all my heart that you help us to cleave unto you, O God. Help us to cleave unto you with all our heart. In the day that we live in, with so much trouble and everything beset us on every hand, O God, help us in a perverse, crooked world to cleave unto our Lord. I pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We'll sing a verse. If you'd like to come, you come while they play. Just ask. You didn't get to hear it. Get the tape. I think that's going to be one. I'm going to put that in one of my messages when I go on the road and preach in different churches. That needs to be preached around America. You know? And thank God for marriage. It's God ordained. Notice in Genesis 2:23 and 24, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones." Catch this, because I'm going to refer to it in just another minute. Adam said, I'm in Genesis 2:23. "This is now bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave." We're working on that word cleave. We're doing a word study on that word cleave. He'll shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word cleave. And Father, the word study and the truth that you've given to me in the study of it. And Father, the first study was about how a man is supposed to cleave unto his wife. And I pray, dear Father, tonight, as we look into this, we can look also at the importance of not just cleaving to our spouses, but to cleave to our husband, Christ Jesus. We're the bride, and he's the husband. And Father, I just pray that we would cleave unto the Lord. Help us, Father, to grab hold of what the Scriptures is trying to teach us. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Last Sunday morning, I brought a message, cleave unto her. And we just worked on this word cleave. I told you how this word cleave just stuck out and came unto me. And I looked this word cleave up, and it meant to hold on to stick to unite to. Cleave means to get a firm hold on and don't release. And then I kept preaching about the sanctity of marriage, how God meant for a man to be with a woman and a woman to be with a man, and how they're supposed to unite forever. I taught you how I believe how Adam, Eve was brought unto Adam, and I told you how I believe with all my heart God brings, he has appointed people for us to marry, and if we'll wait on God, he'll bring the right people for us. And some people are not supposed to get married. I brought that out. Some people are just supposed to be single. There's nothing wrong with being single. Matter of fact, I showed you in Corinthians 7 how Paul said if you're single, you can actually serve the Lord better because you can concentrate more on God. And when you're married, you got to concentrate on your husband, your wife, your kids, other friends. When you're single, you can really just cleave to the Lord and concentrate on things for Him. So don't knock a person that's not married. But he said they're both good. Either in marriage or not marriage, they're both good. And, of course, I taught you how it's a good that he that finds a wife finds a good thing, Proverbs 18:22. And so we preached all about marriage and the importance of marriage and the sanctity of marriage. And we preached about how people I told you how we shouldn't be divorced. And people are getting they're making up these agreements to be divorced before they get married. These prenuptial agreements. Well, how can marriages last when you're already saying I don't before you do I do? Amen. And so we preached on that. And then I ended with these two scriptures, and and I gave an illustration, and it was from Psalms. Psalms 102. I said this: God's word teaches us who are married to cleave unto one another, to unite together, to stick to one another. And I said, do you want to know how close cleave is? I read this. My bones, Psalms 102, verse 5. My bones cleave to my skin. Psalms 102, verse 5. My bones cleave to my skin. Lamentations 4, 8. Their skin cleaveth to their bones. Rod, can you and Debbie come? Can you and Debbie, I can use you an illustration. And now I've got, remember, did you get this? Rod, you'll be the bone. Debbie, you'll be the skin, okay? Rod's the bones. Carry the skin. My bones cleave to my skin. Would you cleave to the skin? and the Lamentations 4, hold on, bones, and skins, and skin cleaveth to their bones. Isn't that amazing? Adam said in Genesis 2:23, she is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. Stay that way, bone. God said we're supposed to cleave. Did you notice something? When we cleave like this, Christy, we don't allow anything to come.